K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get it done.
Benny, podcast 69, always up, meal for two.
Sorry.
I'm reading the...
Oh, my God.
Mate,
this is a G podcast.
I am reading my bingo calls. That's what Wikipedia's got.
Far out.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm just
heads up. Bang. Welcome to the podcast for this week. You're with Andy and Ben.
Wow, hey.
Wow. Get your knives and forks on the table.
Oh, good stuff.
What does that even mean? Neither.
Well, I don't know. You've had this elaborate response to what I'm reading.
You've barely spoken a word after saying it.
So can you maybe elaborate
for me? No
idea,
mate. Good to be on the podcast this week. How have you been?
Look, I've been well. I flirted the idea with you that doing the thought of the week early in the show.
Yep.
You've poo-pooed that idea. You want to keep it at the end?
Massively poo-pooed.
But I do like the idea of hooking it at the start.
Oh, how do you hook a thought? Because it's really only one sentence.
Yeah.
Or just by saying, hey, thought of the week's coming up.
Yeah. At the end of the show.
I like that.
Also, if you like us, make sure you subscribe. New podcast every Monday, 9 a.m. without fail.
Bang. You can get onto that. Now, Andy, what's coming up on the podcast this week?
I want to talk about chess. Now, chess to the average punter, and you're not the average punter, Ben, because I know you like it, is quite boring. But something pretty remarkable has happened at a championship, at a tournament overseas, that's made world headlines.
Ooh, can't wait to hear about that, Andy. Also, something happened through the week to my old man, my father, and I was able to help him out because of something that I've been doing for a while now, and it only just occurred to me it's a little bit strange.
All right. Enjoy the podcast, guys. Ben, there's a competition going on. It's been going on for 2 weeks now here at K-Rock, where we're giving away a 75-inch Sony TV worth over $3,000 thanks to Harvey Norman.
And you know it's a big game because you and I don't talk about it and we're not allowed to play it.
Correct.
And when we're not allowed to play it, that means it's too big for us.
It's serious business.
Yep.
Don't let the weekend boys do it.
Which is fair enough. We don't want it.
Absolutely.
We don't want responsibility.
100%. Now, we weren't really across the game. And last week, I fessed up that I'd been stealing some money from the studio. There's been some coins lying around.
We've been saying stealing, but in all seriousness, you just took it.
I didn't steal it.
You didn't steal anything. You didn't know it was anyone's.
No.
It's actually no one's. It's for the studio.
Correct.
And you took it.
So how they're doing it is there's a 20-cent coin in the studio and Fresh Daily in the departure lounge. They toss the coin. If you get it right, you go in the drawer, whatever it is.
Yep.
Now, I'd been taking the money. Lo and behold to me, or little did I know, I don't know what that saying is. Little did I know that the Departure Lounge and Fresh Daily weren't too happy with what I was doing. And this is what they were saying during the week, Ben.
Can I just say, Stampsy, we are very lucky to have a 20-cent coin still in this studio.
I heard about Andy from Weekend Breakfast.
Andy from Weekend Breakfast has been stealing coins from K-Rock.
If it's not bolted down, then bloody take it.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't want to leave anything. I actually went through my desk just to make sure that there was nothing there that he might take.
So that was Stampsy and Josh.
Very good.
The departure lounge.
Yep, nice.
Okay, then Fresh Daily got on board.
Andy Sunderland from Weekend Breakfast. Every time he came in, he'd be like,
name drop.
Oh, 20 cent coin, I'll pick that up. Over and over.
Do you know what he is?
What?
He's like one of those bowerbirds.
Yes,
he's like,
yeah. Ooh, something shiny.
Ooh. Yeah. I'll put that in the collection.
I'm obviously struggling financially, so I'll pick up 20 cents.
Now you think, surely...
Low blow, the money talk.
That'll do. Yeah, it's 20 cents here and there.
Low blow.
It goes again.
I'm holding on to it
so we can actually lose it. Yeah. Well, at least you're not putting it in your pocket like Andy Sunderland from Weekend Breakfast. That is the main thing.
All week.
I love that they're just saying your name.
Andy Sunderland.
They could have quite easily said, oh, Andy and Ben on the weekend.
The Weekend Boys.
Oh, I'm so glad it's just you.
The Weekend Boys.
So good.
This is my idea. I've got a $5 note.
No, we're not leaving $5 here. We're not paying money back.
No. We're not paying any money back. This is a booby trap that I want to set up, okay?
Oh, nice.
$5 is appealing.
Yeah.
We are going to leave it in the studio.
I like this.
And obviously no one's going to steal it today because they won't be in.
Yep.
But we'll come back Sunday. We'll do a checkup and hopefully the five is there.
Yeah.
But next week is going to be the real test as to whether it's there or not.
Let's wait for tomorrow. Let's keep it now.
Wait
for tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll place it tomorrow.
It's ready to go. Yep.
And then one of them has to come clean. I really like this.
I almost want to set up GoPros, but I don't know if you can film without people knowing.
Yeah.
But
we can openly talk about this because none of them listen to our show.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got their big shiny shows on the weekday. They're not listening right now.
Do we set a tenner?
Nah, just a five.
Five's enticing.
Let's test the water.
Yeah.
Even a nugget, little $2 coin.
Nah, I don't have any gold, but I've got the fiver.
Oh, righto, money bags.
Oh.
This time of year, the students heading to exams.
Year 12.
Mm.
Oh, I remember this like it was, oh, this was such a horrible time in my life.
Now, the year 12 students took on the GAT test.
Oh, yeah, so I didn't take that seriously.
Really?
No, because everyone was like, oh, you know, you get the day off school. But it's the GAT is more so if you're not doing your exams.
If something happens.
If something happens to you, they use that result as what your enter score will be. Is it
still called
an enter score?
They can use it. Oh,
VTAR or something.
Yeah, they keep changing the name of it. Yeah. Essentially, it's the same thing. So
you get really your number.
And one of the questions they used was talking about a word that is used across many different languages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my mind, obviously, this word is a little bit perplexing, or else I wouldn't bring it up.
Is perplexing the word?
No, because you wouldn't use perplexing in any other language.
Well, that's what I thought. Hang on a second.
So my thoughts would be something like hello.
Yes.
Like hi. Like,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you can say that different ways.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then I thought, well, maybe it's a sound like laughing.
Ha ha ha. Oh, I reckon I know what it is. Happy birthday.
No, because you can say that many different ways.
Yeah, okay.
So we're talking about a word that you would just say. You don't have to change the way you say it, and everyone understands what you mean.
Oh, I've got it. Got it.
What is it?
Meh.
Close.
Meh.
It's, huh?
How do you spell?
Huh? H-U-H.
Huh? Huh? Is that a word in the English language?
Yes, because... Huh? And the question that they had on the GAT test was, why is the word huh used in so many different languages?
Now, what a ridiculous question.
That is a near impossible question to answer.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of different ways you can go about answering it. But you would have no idea how they want it answered. Now, when I was reading this, I was like, okay, that's not a great thing to have. But you could use it in many different ways.
We're not doing the GAT, mate. I'm not answering the
question. No, I know.
I get terror thinking about exams.
When you think about the word, like if we were just talking and I said, huh, what would you do?
I would repeat the question or whatever I said to you.
If we were walking and I saw something and I went, huh?
I'd be like, oh, check it out.
Surprise.
Yeah,
there you go.
But I would argue there are so many other words that you could use to show different emotions like that.
Yeah, but this is across all languages. So if I'm walking with someone that doesn't understand me and I go, huh,
mate,
you'd be surprised.
Mate, I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to put multilingual on your resume with the word huh. It ain't going to happen.
Andy, something occurred through the week and it kind of, when it was revealed and it all came out, I was kind of like, wow, is that who I've become? And I kind of don't mind telling this story because they're not going to hear it.
Okay. Good.
And I can freely talk about it. And not that I don't want them to know, that's fine, but they just won't hear it coming from me.
I'm really confused as to what's going on here.
My dad was hacked on Facebook. So some scams were sent out.
It's so easy nowadays. You get sent a link and it's like, hey, click this link.
It's exactly what it was, yep. So messages were sent to everyone and it said something like, wow, I saw you in this video. Click the link to see.
Lou's dad sent out that the other day.
Well,
and then he was
he got hacked.
And he's like, I've been hacked. Don't click this link. And then I was like, am I meant to be clicking this link? Is this you being hacked? And I was confused.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
And look, it's safe to say without being offensive, my dad's not the most tech-savvy person in the world.
Yep.
So through a repetition of things occurring with his technology side letting him down, I've always had his passwords. So I know I've got his passwords.
Oh.
So I've got access to his, you know, I've had Foxtel accounts, Facebook accounts, Instagram accounts, like whatever. And I've never used them before. And then for whatever reason, at some point along the way, I started watching his Facebook account just to make sure.
Hang on. So you were logging onto his Facebook
not,
without him
not
knowing?
Not logging on, not logging on, sometimes logging on.
Well, yes.
Just to make sure he's not messaging anyone anything offensive or posting something that's a little bit rude. So when I went over to my brother's house, he was like, look, dad's been hacked. And I'm like, don't worry, I'll get in there and I'll change his password.
No.
So I did that. And then he's like, how do you have his password? And I'm like, I've just got his account and I keep an eye on the stuff he posts. I'm like my dad's filter.
No, no, you're not. You know what you're like? You're like you've set up a surveillance camera within his house.
Yes.
He doesn't know, and you're literally watching every move he makes without telling him.
I'm all for letting him post whatever he likes, but just watch the language.
Oh, come on! Benny, I know you love chess.
Yeah,
you
don't mind it.
You spent a couple of $100s on a chessboard.
Yeah, very, very nice.
You play it with your old man. All I know is, like, I know what all the pieces do, but I've been trained that I can get checkmate in 3 moves. If things don't go my way,
then you don't know what you're doing.
Then I don't know what I'm doing.
That's very good.
Pawn to F7, please.
Yeah.
But I'm obviously moving it manual. I didn't realise that there were, like, serious championships that happen, and you can win.
Oh, full on.
You can win a title of Grandmaster.
You can be a Grandmaster, I was just going to say. It depends.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. If you're a chess champion or there's something about it. It's kind of like karate levels.
Oh, like
you go through the motions
stuff.
And stuff, and you're a Grandmaster if, I don't know, you're a king.
You must
of
be
chess.
Good.
Oh, absolutely. If you're a Grandmaster of chess, I wonder how they settled on that.
Like,
okay, what do we call them? Is it a super king of chess? No.
A champion?
Is it like a, yeah, champion?
Chess champion?
Chess champion. Grand champion? Grandmaster.
Grandmaster works. Sounds elegant. 59-year-old man this week has been busted again trying to compete under a secret identity while he's serving a 6-year ban from chess tournaments.
That's so good. How did he get banned?
So he got banned originally because he cheated a couple of years ago going to the toilet using his phone. Now, apparently there's soft...
What do you mean?
There's software that can be used for players to gain an advantage when playing chess.
So almost like you're putting in where everything is and it tells you what to do.
Possible. I've got no idea.
Maybe.
That would make more sense though. But I would imagine if you were to pull your phone out and take a photo of the chessboard, there's going to be alarm bell straight away. He said he had to go to the toilet. And for whatever reason, there are cameras in the... Have a look at the photo. The photo is him sitting on the toilet looking at his phone. He's got his jeans on. Everything's pulled up. They're saying at some tournaments you walk through metal detectors and you have to get your phone out and they put it in a safety deposit box.
The photo's been taken in the toilet.
Yes.
Did the... Whoa.
Which is bizarre.
Did the chess...
What?
This opens up some dirty doors, doesn't it?
It does.
Does the Chess Federation get together and go, look, do we release the photo or do we just say, look, we know he cheated?
The FIDE chess tournament? They've released the photo.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, would the committee get together and go, because the exhilaration of finding that someone cheated, you would be like, we got him,
he's cheating.
Here you go, everyone, here's the photo. And it's like, why did you get that photo?
Yeah, but no one has really said, hang on, there's a camera in the toilet. Now, for whatever reason, he's cheated. There was a camera in the toilet, but he wants to keep competing. He's 59 years old. He wants to win more titles. Now, because of COVID-19, everyone's wearing face masks.
Oh, and he gets away with it.
So, he's gone to compete last week.
So good.
However, his rival grandmaster spotted him at a nearby table.
They're nervous for him.
And he's like, hang on a second.
They're nervous.
I know you.
They're nervous.
You're meant to be banned.
Yeah, they're trying to get him out.
Pointed him out. Catch you later. He's serving a 6-year ban.
For chess.
For cheating. Now, if you're serving 6 years for cheating doing chess, what are you serving for having cameras?
In the toilet.
I don't know. It's
imagine
weird.
Imagine he wasn't cheating.
But get out! Leave me alone!
Good morning to all the lovebirds out there that might be getting married today. Sunday's a nice day to get married.
Not with restrictions, mate.
Why? You can still get married.
What is it, 5 people?
I think you can have 20, can't you?
No, oh, I wouldn't.
Because
have
you can have
that,
people mate. Outside to have an outdoor wedding.
Oh, no, it's 10 outside, isn't it?
Oh, whatever it is.
Oh, you're not getting that many anyway, in a wedding. Maybe very, not today.
It's a very special day when you're getting married. And obviously, not today.
Oh, I thought today's you meant today.
Oh, get over your birthday, mate.
Very special day.
It's a very special day when you get married, I assume. You would, you know, be very nervous. You've met someone you want to spend the rest of your life with.
I don't understand people being nervous, though, for your wedding day. Like, you should be so excited because obviously you've been waiting to marry this person most of your life. You get to celebrate with friends and family. What are you nervous about exactly?
Well, the fact that we don't actually know if this is the person that you need to be with for the rest of your life. In that particular moment, you've made that decision. But in 10 years' time, like how different are you 10 years ago?
Yeah, but why would you?
Like you used to pick your nose, you had acne.
Still do.
You were
overweight. Still do.
You still am.
Yeah. But I don't know why people would be nervous though for their wedding. I don't get that.
Mate. Drop the knee already.
Nah, busy.
Birthday surprise.
Oh, good one. That's it. Move on.
Video footage of a father of three about to be married has had his wedding day disrupted.
Oh, no.
By his wife.
Oh, of course. Oh. How long did he wait at the altar? 2 hours?
No.
Oh.
No, literally broken up the wedding by his wife.
Hang on, she broke up with him?
No. Listen.
I'm listening.
He was having his wedding day
yeah.
with another woman.
Oh.
I know. And a lady burst in and said, stop the wedding. He's my husband.
So he was living two lives thinking that he could genuinely marry someone without the other one realizing.
Here's the kicker.
Well, and that's not kicker enough.
Here's the
There's
kicker.
There's more to it.
The new wife knew about it and what? Was like, let's go ahead. It's fine. It's whatever.
What?
I know.
This is rare.
Out in Zambia, where this is happening, you can be charged.
Oh, what?
I know. He's being charged with bigamy and faces up to 7 years in jail.
Oh, mate, I'm sure it seemed like a good idea at the time when you were talking about it.
That's why you're nervous on your wedding day.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, one's enough of a headache.
There we go, mate. Podcast is done for another week. All good things must come to an end, but we still have just a nice little... It's like you've had your dessert, and then someone goes, hey, you can have my dessert.
Extras.
Yes.
Seconds.
Here it is.
Andy and Van's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, last week I had what you referred to as a pathetic Thought of the Week, so I'm going to give you centre stage. It's all yours.
But then I topped it up. Remember about
the exactly.
Cuts
I'm not going to put a Thought of the Week out there if you're just going to come over the top and say... I've got a better one.
Okay. My thought this week is to do with car tyres. I had to get two new car tyres.
Yeah.
Now, my car is front-wheel drive.
Why wouldn't you just get all four?
Because I was told only to get rear tyres.
They probably cost... They're cheap to get all four.
Maybe I should have. I don't know.
Anyway.
But for whatever reason, why is it that my back wheels burn out faster than the front when it's front-wheel drive?
Well, stop putting your foot down, mate.
Leg foot! Can't do burnouts in a two-wheel drive.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never understood cars.
And do you want me to tell you what happened? So I said, can I get two new rear tyres? I got my car, I drove home, and I was like, oh, what idiots. They put the two new tyres on the front.
That's an idiot for you.
And I was like, why would you do that? Called up and was like, hey, and not in a rude way, but I was like, hey, I said I wanted two new rear tyres, and you put them on the front. Hmm. And they were like, oh yeah, Andy, look, your car's front wheel drive. Your tread was better on your front tyres than your back ones. So we put the new tyres on the front and your old front ones on the back.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah, and I
didn't even know.
Had no idea.
That's awkward. They've done you a favour.
Yeah.
And what's your thought?
My thought is, how can they just burn out at random times?
Oh, yeah. Cool thought of the week, mate. Glad we let it to you. That's all for the podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.